There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, for the last 2 months, individuals and companies in the UAE have been doing their headless chicken impressions, trying to comply with an instruction that all new visa applicants in the UAE would have to have a certificate of good conduct from their home country to be able to get that registration, if you like, into the UAE, the entry certificate. Details have emerged over that time as to exactly what's needed to comply, but yesterday it was announced that the requirement has been suspended indefinitely. In the studio to discuss the story is employment partner at Clyde & Co, Sarah Koja. Sarah, very good morning to you. Lovely to have you back in the studio. It's been, what, a couple of years?
Yep, it has been.
Welcome back. Suspended immediately, indefinitely is the headline grabber. What do we know about the story so far?
Well, it's difficult to speculate, but yes, it's certainly true. The requirement has now been suspended. It was announced at the beginning of February as a requirement for new people coming into the UAE, so not people here on existing work permits and residency visas. Then later on in March, it was then said that even people here would need it.
You say it's difficult to speculate, but I mean, that's about all we know at the moment. I mean, we've really got to try and work out what's going on. I mean, for instance, is it a postponement or is it a cancellation?
I suspect it's a postponement. I think that this is quite a complex area and a complex piece. So if we look at it in a wider picture, it's about ensuring that the right skill sets of people come to the UAE, security checks, personal checks, and that's something that requires international agreement and systems being coordinated on an international level. So I think it is quite a complex piece, and that probably explains the recent decision.
What's the most difficult bit about it? If there was a bit in the chain that needed to be ironed out, where would it probably be?
Well, one of the difficulties is that these certificates essentially have to come from people's home country, unless someone has been living for a significant period of time in the UAE. The requirement was to have a certificate that covered the last 5 years of the applicant's life. Now, you know, people nowadays are very mobile. This might, you know, in over 5 years they might have lived in three different countries, so that's one complexity. The other thing is, well, I suppose what kind of behavior the certificate is supposed to cover. There might be some criminal convictions which are more serious than others, so it's mapping out all of that.
Did you not hear the details of that, exactly what level of criminal conviction? As a law firm, I'm sure you had a lot of people coming to you saying, well, look, I've got a small traffic offence from 4.5 years ago, as opposed to doing more serious things. What did you find out about the level of seriousness that would be accepted?
So there wasn't a great deal of guidance on that. It was simply that a certificate would be required that would show any criminal conviction at all. But one would think that an assessment would be made when it was submitted.
One of the interesting things about that, of course, is that there are things that are illegal in some countries that aren't in others. So things that are going to get you a criminal record in the Netherlands, for example, would be very difficult from what would get you a criminal record in a lot of countries in the Middle East.
That's certainly true, and then that goes back to the complexity, which probably explains why this has been postponed for a bit.
Was there a possibility that this could actually discriminate against people who are either from or worked in various countries that might not have the infrastructure to set up to provide these certificates in the first place?
I think that is a concern. So, you know, an additional document means an additional document that needs to be attested, which authority it has to come from. One other point about it is the validity of the certificate. So we've seen the recruitment process in the UAE become quite a bit longer in terms of from sort of the recruitment to onboarding process. Now, the certificate needs to be long enough and valid for that entire period.
Do you get the impression that that's what it was, that it would have slowed recruitment down too much, were the concerns about this? Or do you think that the government side wasn't quite ready? Or perhaps it was the corporate side, the companies and individuals simply couldn't get up to speed fast enough? What's your feeling on this? I know it's difficult really to have any sort of concrete answer to that. What are your thoughts?
I think there are a number of factors, and it's I think it's a good thing that it has been postponed, because it's important to get these things right. So it's good that, you know, the system has listened and they have postponed it. And I think it's probably a range of issues.
We've had a couple of texts in. The first one, someone texts in to say, I have a question about the good conduct certificate. We're hiring a candidate from St. Lucia, and there is no UAE or even GCC embassy or consulate for attestation. What do we do? I would suggest hire them as quickly as possible while we have the postponement. What would you say, Sarah?
One thing about that is, whilst there isn't this certificate, to apply for certain roles, there would still need to be, for example, educational certificates that would need to be attested. So what I would do in that situation is just check with the UAE Foreign Affairs Ministry, because there will be another country with which they have an arrangement so that people from St. Lucia can do it in a nearby country, for example.
We've had another text in, no name on this one either. We've employed someone from Poland in February, and until now we don't have the visa because of the good conduct certificate. It took 1.5 months for the candidate to get it in the first place, and to attest it, to run around from place to place and getting different stories all along the way.
I would, in that situation, I think the PRO should liaise with the immigration authorities and check now what the process should be.
So if we've got a postponement, presumably a lot of companies are going to think, right, we had a bunch of people we were looking to hire, you know, this was slowing things down. My natural sort of inclination would be to move on these visas whilst there was a postponement period.
That would not be unreasonable.
Did many of your clients...
It's difficult as a lawyer to answer these questions straightforwardly, isn't it?
Were many of your clients confused about this? I mean, what did they come to you with questions about? What were you having to deal with on a day-to-day basis about the good contact certificate with your clients?
So the work queries about which country it had to come from, the period... the immediate period that it had to cover, so that became clearer with the 5-year guideline, how long the certificate had to be valid for, who would apply for the certificate, and that's also a key point. So it's the individual themselves who has to apply for it, because it's personal information and the application has to be made by that individual.
Well, I'm not sure I'll be here long enough for this to particularly concern me, especially now I know there's a job going in Lucia, St. Lucia. There's an opportunity open up there. But the future extension to this requirement was that people changing jobs within the UAE were also going to need the certificate, and that presumably is now also delayed or will not happen.
Correct.
Well, it's going to be a relief for a lot of people, I think, who are concerned about the paperwork. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in this morning and joining us. Sarah Koja, partner at the law firm Clyde & Co, employment specialist. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.